So usually when you walk up to a massive steel bank vault, you have a very specific set of expectations,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. You expect substance. You picture the door swinging open to reveal, I don't know, gold bars stacked meticulously to the ceiling.
Right, exactly. Like crisp bands of $100 bills
Yeah.
and walls lined with safety deposit boxes holding bearer bonds, diamond necklaces, just decades of accumulated wealth.
Right, the architecture of the vault itself kind of promises that, like the sheer thickness of the door, the intricate spinning dials.
Yes, the sound of those heavy metal bolts clanking into place.
Exactly. It all promises that what is being protected is of immense tangible value.
It's heavy. But I mean, imagine spinning that dial, pulling back the heavy levers, swinging the massive door open, and finding an entirely empty room.
Just nothing.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
Sitting dead center on a small pedestal is a single piece of paper. You walk up to it, expecting the ultimate secret, and all it says is the name of the bank.
That's incredible. Yeah, that exact feeling of anticipation just crashing into sudden, stark absurdity.
Right. And that is exactly what we are dealing with today. Welcome to today's deep dive, everyone. Our mission today is to unpack a highly anticipated source document concerning wealth, personal finance, and, well, the guarded secrets of the financial elite.
But here's the catch. The document we are analyzing today is completely empty of data.
Literally completely empty.
Yeah, it consists of exactly 9 words.
Which is, I mean, here's where it gets really interesting, because it's the ultimate subversion of expectation.
It really is. We came into the studio ready to synthesize complex investment strategies, right? Like tax loopholes and asset allocation percentages.
Real meat and potato stuff to give you all actionable insights.
Exactly. But instead of a deluge of data, we are looking at a document that is fundamentally a piece of satire.
Exactly. I want to read the entire source text to you right now, just so you know exactly what we're working with. Ready?
Go for it.
The entire document says excerpts from How Millionaires Manage Their Money. How Millionaires Manage Their Money. 9 words. There are no pie charts. There are no step-by-step guides on real estate syndication.
No breakdowns of compound interest.
Nothing. Just a title, a colon, and the title repeated. Now, look, we have to acknowledge right out of the gate that this is almost certainly a gag gift.
Oh, for sure. It's the kind of novelty blank book you buy at a checkout counter for a friend who is like overly obsessed with the stock market.
Right, the friend who won't stop talking about your portfolio at dinner.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It is a joke. But what makes this a fascinating exercise is analyzing why the joke actually works.
Yeah, because satire only lands when it hits a cultural nerve.
Right. And we live in a world defined by information overload, particularly when it comes to money.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you open your phone and you are immediately bombarded by finfluencers shouting about crypto algorithms.
Or, 10-step programs for achieving financial independence.
Endless newsletters promising to optimize your portfolio. It's just, we are drowning in a sea of financial how-to content.
We really are.
Yeah.
So, when a gag book provides literally zero information, it functions as a highly effective mirror.
Yeah.
It forces us to step back and examine our own desperation for financial secrets.
Right, because my initial reaction, and maybe yours too, was to laugh, but then immediately feel a tiny ping of frustration.
Yeah, you wanted something real.
Exactly. We want the vault to have gold in it. The joke preys on our very real anxiety that the wealthy have a secret playbook they just aren't sharing with us.
They're hoarding the good stuff.
Right. So let's look at the lie this document tells right up front. It claims to be an excerpt, which implies curation, right?
Yes.
Why make that promise if you're delivering a blank page?
Well, what's fascinating here is the psychology behind that specific word, excerpt.
Yeah, unpack that.
An excerpt, by its very definition, implies that there is a massive, broader, and denser whole from which the best parts have been extracted.
Right, there's a larger source material somewhere.
Exactly. When a publisher offers you an excerpt, they are making a very specific promise to you. They are essentially saying, "We have done the hard work."
We've done the reading, so you don't have to.
Yes, we have combed through the vast, complex labyrinth of data, separated the wheat from the chaff, and we are now handing you the distilled, vital core of the message.
It's the highlight reel. It's the executive summary.
Precisely.
Because in a culture where nobody had the time to read a 1,000-page treatise on the history of international tax law,
Yeah.
I mean, who has the time for that?
Nobody.
Right. We constantly seek out excerpts. We trust the curator to give us the absolute core of the message so we can just bypass the friction of deep study.
And that reliance on the curator is exactly what the financial self-help industry is built on. People do not want to become certified public accountants
No, definitely not.
or deeply understand the macroeconomic forces driving inflation. They just want the five easy habits.
Or the morning routine that will allegedly make them rich, like wake up at 4 a.m. and take an ice bath.
Right, exactly. The source text explicitly positions itself as an excerpt of a presumably larger comprehensive work titled How Millionaires Manage Their Money.
Which sounds so official.
It does. It creates this immediate, visceral sense of authority and anticipation. But then, by following that promise of curated wisdom with absolute blankness, the text creates a stunning paradox.
Okay, let's unpack this, because this is where the satire really bites. If an excerpt is supposed to be the most important takeaway,
right,
and the excerpt provided is essentially nothing but the title, are we concluding that the absence of information is the actual point?
I think so, yes.
I mean, that sounds a bit like an art school critique, to be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be pragmatic here. Isn't this just proof that the financial advice industry is largely built on selling empty titles?
Well, it is absolutely a critique of the industry selling empty titles. But the art school interpretation actually aligns perfectly with the mechanical reality of how extreme wealth is managed.
Wait, really? How so?
Let's look at actual generational wealth. True millionaire, and especially billionaire wealth, is characterized by extreme opacity.
Okay.
The defining feature of high-level wealth management in the real world isn't just generating returns. It is hiding the capital. It is protecting the principal through incredibly complex, purposefully opaque structures. We're talking blind trusts, offshore holding companies.
Definitely offices.
Exactly. Family offices and ironclad non-disclosure agreements.
Right. It's stealth wealth. The idea that the people who genuinely possess massive capital are the ones who do not broadcast a single detail about how they manage it.
Never.
Like, they're not on social media flashing their portfolios or selling masterclasses on how to trade options.
No, they're quietly moving assets behind closed doors, using legal and financial architecture that the average person doesn't even know exists.
That's so true. Think about how a family office works, right?
Right.
It is a private wealth management advisory firm that basically only serves ultra high net worth investors.
And they are completely exempt from many of the reporting requirements that public investment firms have to follow.
Oh, wow. Really? I didn't realize they were exempt.
Yeah. They exist in this sort of regulatory blind spot. Their entire purpose is to manage money in complete silence.
So if we return to the word excerpts, what can honestly be extracted from that reality for the general public?
Very little. If the actual reality of how millionaires manage their money is a heavily guarded labyrinth of private financial architecture, any attempt to summarize it into a neat little publicly digestible tip like skip the daily latte is a fundamental lie.
Wow. That makes perfect sense. So the joke is actually incredibly accurate.
Exactly.
The truest, most honest excerpt you could possibly pull from the reality of millionaire wealth management is silence.
The blank page.
Right. The omission of data isn't just a punchline. It is the most accurate representation of the reality. The secret is that the mechanisms are kept secret.
It is the ultimate boundary. The blank page is a wall telling the reader that they just do not have the clearance to see behind the curtain.
Yeah.
The joke relies on the fact that you, the reader, will eagerly open a document promising millionaire secrets, and the punchline is your own expectation that the financial elite would ever willingly hand you the keys to the kingdom on a single sheet of paper.
Which is such a brilliant transition into the structure of the document itself, I think.
Yeah, let's look at the structure.
Because after the word excerpts, we get to the only actual payload of the text.
Yeah.
And the payload is just an echo.
Right.
We move from the promise of curation to a colon.
Yeah.
And then, well, nothing but repetition.
Yes. The colon is doing an immense amount of structural work here.
It really is.
Grammatically, a colon is a drum roll. It signals to the reader that an explanation, a list, or a profound revelation is imminent.
Like, get ready.
Exactly. You see a colon and your brain automatically leans forward. It says, pay attention. Here comes the delivery.
Right. So we have excerpts from How Millionaires Manage Their Money, colon, and then what follows that drum roll.
Yeah.
Just the exact same words repeated back to us.
How millionaires manage their money.
Yeah. It promises an explanation and delivers only a repetition of the premise.
And this is where the document operates perfectly as an echo chamber, without any external facts, without figures, without tax strategies to analyze.
Yeah.
The repetition forces the reader to look at the words themselves. It strips away all the noise of the financial industry and leaves us staring at the bare concept.
Right.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture of our culture, this repetition perfectly reflects how society often treats wealth. We fetishize the idea of being a millionaire while entirely ignoring the actual mechanics of capital accumulation.
Okay, I want to push back on that slightly.
Okay, go ahead.
Are we really ignoring the mechanics, or are we just obsessed with the label? Because it seems to me that the phrase, how millionaires manage their money, is just pure, unadulterated clickbait.
Oh, it definitely is.
It's a highly marketable string of words designed to trigger our aspirational instincts, you know?
Well, both are true, but your point about clickbait is crucial. By repeating the phrase, the source document highlights how we often circle the concept of wealth without ever accessing the substance.
Right. We consume the idea of millionaire habits.
Yes. We read endless articles about what time millionaires wake up.
What kind of coffee they allegedly drink.
What books they supposedly read on vacation in the Hamptons.
Exactly. We are just consuming the label. We are trapped in an echo chamber where the phrase millionaire bounces around, but the actual boring, complex mechanics.
Like asset protection.
Yeah.
Tax loss harvesting, strategic debt utilization, all of that remains completely absent from the conversation.
Totally absent. If you're wondering how this repetition actually feels in practice, think about it like experiencing a terrifying search engine glitch.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Yeah. Imagine you are incredibly lost in a new city. Or better yet, imagine you are struggling financially and you desperately need a way out.
You're panicked.
Right, you're stressed. You go to a search engine and you type in your most urgent, burning question. How do millionaires manage their money? You hit enter, praying for a roadmap.
You just want an answer.
Exactly. The loading wheel spins, the algorithm processes your request, and the page loads. But instead of giving you a list of links, instead of an article or a step-by-step guide, the search engine just prints your exact question back to you in large, bold letters on an otherwise completely blank screen.
Wow.
How do millionaires manage their money?
That is a deeply unsettling scenario.
It really is, isn't it?
It's the machine refusing to compute. Or perhaps the machine telling you that the answer simply does not exist within its publicly accessible database.
Right. It's terrifying, but it's also revelatory. Uh-huh. If the only result for your question is your own question typed back at you, it forces a realization.
That you're looking in the wrong place.
Yes. Looking outward for a magic answer from some omniscient source, whether that's a search engine, an algorithm, or a book promising millionaire secrets, is a flawed strategy. You are on your own.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Could this repetition actually be the ultimate financial lesson?
What do you mean?
Well, is the text trying to tell us that the title itself, the fact that millionaires manage their money differently, is the only eternal truth, and that all the specifics, all the hot stock tips and budgeting hacks are just noise?
That raises a critical point about the nature of financial advice itself, because if you think about it, the vast majority of financial advice marketed to the public is entirely situational and temporary.
Temporary, yeah.
It is often designed to sell a specific product at a specific time. If this document were to give you specific strategies, say, invest heavily in these five emerging market index funds.
Right, or utilize this highly specific commercial real estate tax loophole.
Exactly. That advice would eventually become outdated. It would be tied to a specific economic climate, a specific set of tax codes that are constantly shifting, and a specific interest rate environment.
Right. What worked perfectly in 1990 is basically financial suicide in 2026.
Absolutely.
The specifics rot. The tactics decay as the market adapts.
Precisely. The specifics rot. But the tautology, the repetition of how millionaires manage their money, is eternal.
It never changes.
Right. It is a closed loop. It states simply that millionaires are defined by the way they manage their money, and the way they manage their money is what makes them millionaires.
It's a self-fulfilling, self-sustaining reality.
Yes. The repetition strips away the illusion that you can simply copy a set of behaviors to achieve the same result.
It's almost maddeningly simple. It's like it's saying the way they manage their money is, well, they manage their money, they have capital, and the capital sustains itself.
Exactly.
It completely destroys the illusion of the quick fix.
Yeah.
The echo chamber effect of this document forces the reader to stop looking for the secret ingredient, mm-hmm. like the magic stock pick or the hidden crypto coin. and start looking at the structure of the system itself.
And that is a much harder, much more rigorous task than simply passively reading a top 10 list of financial tips.
Oh, for sure.
When you read typical financial advice, you are a passive recipient of information. You're just absorbing.
Right.
But when you are confronted with this 9-word loop, you are forced to actively construct meaning from the void. You are forced to confront your own financial anxieties.
Yeah, your assumptions about what wealth actually looks like versus how it is marketed to you on Instagram.
Exactly. And your reliance on external gurus to tell you what to do. The silence in the document demands active critical thinking.
We started today by talking about a vault, right?
Yeah, the empty vault.
We dove into the source expecting a treasure map, a dotted line leading to an X that marks the spot of financial freedom.
Right.
And instead, we found a minimalist, satirical document consisting only of a title, a colon, and its own echo.
We went looking for a map and we found a mirror.
That is exactly it. A mirror reflecting our own desire for easy answers. To synthesize this incredibly brief yet somehow endlessly deep journey, we started by looking at the word excerpts. We examined how it promised a curated selection of vital truths, only to realize that the most accurate truth about high-level wealth management might just be its total opacity and inaccessibility to the general public.
It's all hidden.
Yeah. We then looked at the repetition, the echo of the title itself. It operates like that search engine glitch, refusing to give us the how-to data we crave, and instead simply stating the reality of wealth as a closed, self-sustaining loop.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this 9-word gag gift is perhaps one of the most intellectually honest pieces of financial literature we could possibly examine.
I really think it is.
Because sometimes a total lack of information exposes the mechanisms of an industry far better than a 500-page textbook filled with charts and graphs.
Right.
It starkly highlights our societal hunger for quick-fix financial secrets, and it exposes the massive industry that preys on that hunger by constantly promising new excerpts of wisdom that rarely move the needle for the average person.
Yeah, they just sell the promise.
Exactly. The silence of the text is a powerful, satirical rejection of the idea that complex financial realities can be easily packaged and casually consumed.
So what does this all mean for you as you go about the rest of your week? I want to leave you with one final lingering question to mull over.
I love this part.
Something to really chew on that goes beyond the humor of a blank book. Think about the people who actually possess the generational wealth this document gestures toward.
Right, the real billionaires.
If a definitive published guide on how millionaires manage their money contains absolutely no words of advice, does it mean the rules of wealth are a complete illusion created to keep the rest of us chasing our own tails?
Or does it mean something else entirely?
Right. Or does it mean that the very first unbreakable rule of actually managing millions is to never, ever write your secrets down?